Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
X105.1 is helping Orlando stay connected together.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy.
And now we're going to share some good news.
Well, yesterday Disney announced a phased reopening of the Disney Springs dining and shopping complex that will begin on May 20th. According to their blog, they said a limited number of shopping and dining experiences that are open by third parties, they're going to begin to reopen during their initial phase. So theme parks, resorts, hotels still stay closed for the time being, but it's baby steps to getting us back to our theme parks.
I know. I'd like sent text messages and emails to everybody yesterday afternoon as soon as I saw that.
Like, yes!
Yeah.
My wallet is ready to go.
Dana, what do you have?
There's this woman named Rhonda Shearer, and she racked up $600,000 worth of debt to buy PPE to donate to hospitals in New York. After 9/11, she did basically the same thing. She went $1 million into debt to get supplies for workers at Ground Zero. She has to pay it back, or it sounds like she'll lose the loft she lives in New York City. But she seems like she's on a mission, and she's completely unfazed by that. Not everyone has welcomed her with her supplies. Right. She was donating them and then found out that they weren't making it where she thought they were going. So she started delivering them herself. But once they realize that she's legit, they're like, oh, happy to see
Bring
her.
Bring her on.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes.
Look at everybody else first.
Yeah. Chantel, what did you find?
So a FedEx driver here in Florida actually chose to deliver a surprise, for a little girl's birthday. After finding out one of his customer's daughters was having a birthday, he wanted to make it special for her. So he went and bought ice cream cupcakes and delivered it to her personally. So he just wanted to make sure she had a great birthday.
That's awesome.
Like, I've heard of ice cream cakes. Like, right. I can get an ice cream cupcake?
I want an ice cream cupcake.
Delivered by FedEx. I got the music playing on the truck and all. Yep.
This is a designated good news area. No downers, no frowners, Missy. You hear that?
We'll get through this.
Stay connected together with Mix 105.1.